Representative Dale Coinga, the vice chairman of the state's budget writing committee, is looking to put an end to Wisconsin's alternative minimum tax.
The alternative minimum tax is charged to filers with large amounts of deductions or exclusions. That's aimed at making sure they pay a minimum amount of income tax. It largely applies to people making between $200,000 and $500,000 a year. In fact, more than 20,000 of the close to 28,000 people who pay the tax make that much money, according to the Fiscal Bureau.
Democrats have characterized the move as a proposed tax cut for the rich, but Republicans argue it would simplify the tax code and help the middle class. Here to talk about that proposal is Representative Dale Coinga from Brookfield. Representative Coinga, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So why are you proposing that Wisconsin get rid of the state's alternative minimum tax?
Yeah, so we're discussing a larger, broader tax reform move, and so this is part of it, but the whole package would be tax neutral, meaning it's not going to cost the state anything. It will be revenue neutral in this budget. So one of the things that actually got the most attention was the idea of eliminating Wisconsin's alternative minimum tax. Wisconsin is one of six states with this tax. I call it the politicians don't know what they've created, so they created a second income tax code, and essentially, in the tax code, what we've done, or what politicians have done, is created incentives because they thought certain things were good. So, for example, if you're a retired school teacher, that money is not taxed. Also, we say if you are donating money to charity, that money is not taxed. But then they have this second income tax code that jumps in, the alternative minimum tax. So, essentially, if you, let's say, made $150,000, or let's say you made $250,000, and you said, I'm going to give $250,000 away to charity this year, even though you gave every single dollar amount that you made, you gave it away, the state would still say, well, you still owe tax, even though we thought that was a good thing that you donated that money to charity, we're still going to tax you with this alternative minimum tax. And so just really want to simplify the tax code, be like the other 44 states that do not have an alternative minimum tax code, and that's one of the parts of the package.
Now, it sounds like getting rid of this tax would cost something like $26 million, and the tax break would go mostly to people making between $200,000 and $500,000. So given that, how do you make the case that this is the right time to do this when we have a projected budget shortfall, looking at cuts to education, looking at cuts to the university system, to the DNR? Why go after this now?
Well, there's no cuts to education. There's no cuts to K-12 in this budget. We actually reversed the governor's cuts to K-12, and then we actually put more money into K-12. You are right, there's cuts to the university. This is a revenue-neutral package. So we looked at, Senator Howard Markline and I looked at the details of the tax code, and there's a lot of stuff out there that's simply not fair. So, for example, a place where we'd pick up revenue is if someone in Chicago is booking a hotel room through Orbitz in Milwaukee, and they're paying Orbitz $100, but Orbitz is only paying $70 to Marriott, they're just collecting sales tax on that $70 from that Illinois resident, not the $100. But if they were going directly to Marriott, it would be $100. So that's just a fairness issue, which picks up revenue for the state. And when we get that revenue, we're using that for tax relief. Now, other parts of the package, like reduction of the marriage penalty, that would affect everyone for that part of it. That affects everyone under $150,000, and nearly all of it is for people under $100,000. Other parts of the package would say if you're a teacher and you are expending money in your class on supplies, we will let you take that as a tax deduction on your tax return if you are buying supplies for your classroom. That shouldn't be out of your own pocket alone. We should help pay for that. So that would be a tax deduction. So the debate over this has really been about the AMT. I think that's been because the Democrats find that this is a great way to say, oh, Republicans are cutting the university and that they're getting rid of this AMT. But the whole package is revenue neutral, and we're doing some other things in there that I think are really attractive to folks, like reducing the marriage penalty and allowing teachers to deduct supplies and other expenses they have in their classroom.
It sounds as though teachers aren't probably the ones who would mostly benefit from this, though. It's people who'd make between $200,000 and $500,000. How much of that $26 million tax cut would go to middle-income people?
Well, it depends on how you define middle-income. But if you look at the Wisconsin alternative, like what you're taxed on, your Wisconsin adjusted gross income. For example, there are 2,800 people in Wisconsin that have adjusted gross income of under $5,000. So under $5,000 in Wisconsin adjusted gross income, 2,800 of those people are getting a tax of $674 in addition to what they have to pay on the regular tax code. So I wouldn't say that that's necessarily the wealthy spot to be in. And once again, it's a tax on your income in a given year, not necessarily a tax on the wealthy. It depends on where you're at with your income in a given year. So, you know, essentially, if we want more money for schools, which we do, and if you want more money for further pro-growth policies, you've got to have a pro-growth tax code. And Wisconsin does not have a pro-growth tax code. We have a very, very complicated tax code that has been very detrimental to growth in Wisconsin for over a decade. And so by making the tax code less complicated, you're making it more advantageous to growth. And if we have growth, we'll have more money for schools and other priorities that we have out there.
We're talking right now with Representative Dale Cuenca from Brookfield. He's recently proposed repealing Wisconsin's alternative minimum tax. And in general, if this is revenue neutral and you're looking at raising taxes on hotel rooms, simplifying the tax code, and seeing this in general as a place to raise $26 million, why not raise that money, leave this tax in place, and put that new revenue towards roads, maybe?
Well, the transportation fund is separate. We're trying to do more and more where the transportation fund is funded with transportation revenue. So, you know, I'm for one think that the if you're going to raise some revenue in the transportation, that's okay, because I'm okay with using a fee to charge people for what they're using. And so within the context of the transportation fund, I think you're correct. I think it is time to have a conversation to see what we need to do to balance out that fund. In addition, I think we got to look at expenses. So we're looking at expenses and looking at possible revenue. We have a professional disagreement with the governor on some of those issues within the transportation fund. So we're looking to solve that problem as well.
Now, given that this would cost the state about $26 million, do we know that that number would stay the same in years to come, or is it possible it could change, maybe go up?
Well, all numbers go up. That's what, like with this budget. So let's go back 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we had a tax cut. It was about $500 million. And the criticism from the left was that you are going to reduce revenue going forward, revenue that we could use for other items. Well, if you look at this budget, we actually have $1 billion more revenue. We actually cut taxes, but we got an increase in revenue that exceeded inflation. So the problem we have is when you're pointing out that, like, oh, these taxes could go have a higher fiscal note or lower fiscal note. I mean, the problem we have as far as not having enough money to fund everything to the extent that we'd like to fund it, like the university, is because Medicaid spending is up significantly. Medicaid spending is up $700 million in the general fund. It's up $1 billion across the whole spectrum. So, you know, I'm a believer that if you have, and I think there's evidence out there to show this, that if you have a good tax code will drive economic growth, and economic growth will create more tax revenues. And if we have more tax revenues in the next budget, then we'll have more money for our priorities.
But do you see this as being the right time to pursue this right now? There's a lot of division over the budget right now. Some of the items you mentioned, the university, roads. Why pursue this at this particular juncture when Wisconsin is already has a fair amount of economic anxiety?
Well, I mean, that's exactly why we think it's the time to do it. I mean, if you want to have further economic growth, then you got to have a better tax code. So, I mean, the problem is married people. Let's take married people, for example. Like, should you be penalized? Should you pay more taxes because you're married? And so that's like another part of the package. We're saying that's unfair. That does not make sense to tax people more because they decided to be in marriage. We said, you know what, it makes no sense to tax teachers if they're going to put that money back in the classroom. We should give them a tax deduction for that, just like the federal government. And so just because we have challenges in other areas, you're saying, oh, but you did this over there in this part of the budget. I mean, if you're doing a revenue neutral, this is revenue neutral, so it's not costing the state anything, it's net $0, then, in fact, the way we have drafted right now, just because we haven't balanced it out yet, actually has a little bit of a revenue pickup. If it's net neutral and you're going in a direction where you have a tax code that's less complicated, I think people understand that and they think that's the right answer.
Now, you proposed this 2 years ago, but it didn't take off then. What do you think is different this time around?
Well, there's a lot of ideas in legislature that get proposed more than once. And last time I didn't have all my colleagues on the same page. And this time I'm going to try again. I talk to my colleagues and show them where it's paid for and how we're doing it. Last time, the entire tax cut was a tax cut. This is not a tax cut package. It's a tax reform package, which is always more difficult when you're doing a flat line as opposed to a tax cut. But I think the conversation is a little bit different because we've shown ways to pay for this.
Representative Coinga, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
That was Representative Dale Coinga from Brookfield. He's proposed repealing Wisconsin's alternative minimum tax. You can continue the conversation about this over on the Central Time Facebook page.